Okay, continuing in Unit 9, this is Lesson 2. We're going to dive in further to the inflation tax and look at scenarios and how the inflation tax can become excessive. So inflation, used as one tax among many, may be an efficient way of raising some of a government's revenues. The effects of the inflation tax are like the effects of any tax. People respond by substituting away from the activity being taxed. When the government taxes cigarettes, people smoke less. When the government taxes income, people work less. When the government taxes the money people hold less money. These changes in behavior are the distortions caused by taxation. People substitute away from holding money in two ways. One, during moderate inflation, people allocate more of their time to transactions, right? They want to spend more money now, right? Because inflation is moderately low, so prices are moderately stable and low, so spend more money now while there's lower prices. But then during higher inflation periods, people may cease to stop using money altogether, because they will wait for prices to come down, because inflation moves up and down like interest rates. And so if it's a period of high inflation, people are going to hold on to their cash, wait for inflation to go down, then go back to normal spending patterns. During high inflation, the real value of money decreases quickly. So if you work and get paid in cash, you had better go shopping quickly to make purchases. During hyperinflation, people may literally spend more time trying to get rid of their money than they do earning it in the first place. You see this in Venezuela, right, where they have had a run on their banks and their economies turned upside down, and they've had massive hyperinflation where, 50,000 units of their currency to buy regular household items. That's the kind of stuff that goes on during hyperinflation. So people are trying to spend their money quickly because inflation is going up so fast that today it might be $1,000 for a gallon of milk, and tomorrow it might be $5,000. So they want to buy it, spend up their cash quickly so they can at least consume what they've got. So in times of low to moderate inflation, right, the same distortion applies, though less dramatically. People respond to inflation by carrying less cash on average. To do so, they must spend more time standing in line in the bank and the ATMs. Okay, let's look at an example, an ice cream example, okay? Imagine that ice cream was to be used as money, right? So now ice cream is our currency. In a very cold climate, ice cream is just fine as a store of value. In a very hot climate, by contrast, ice cream is a very bad store of value. You would probably want to get paid every day, and as soon as you received your ice cream, you would run to the store and buy goods and services before your money melted. You and everyone else would spend much more time shopping and less time working. Melting ice cream in this world is like inflation. There is a good reason why we do not use ice cream as a medium of exchange, because it would be such a bad store of value. People would quickly abandon it in terms of some other way of trading. During hyperinflation, this is exactly what we see. People substitute away from money completely and instead resort to barter trade. So we have no store of value. The ice cream example is basically saying, look, my money is melting away during this hyperinflationary period. As the more I sit outside in this hot climate, the quicker it melts. And it's the same way here, right? So, people then will turn away from using cash as a store of value and then instead turn and barter goods and services their store of value. So, now you have things that people need, like utensils or whatever, that somebody might need, that you need this from them and they need this from you, and then you just trade the items. That becomes your store of value when your unit of cash or your monetary unit is under a hyperinflationary scenario. Often, some other commodities such as cigarettes being generally accepted as an alternative to money, but substitution away from money is costly to the economy. Money facilitates trade. It is generally easier to trade when everyone uses money rather than goods in exchange. So when people respond to high inflation by eliminating money from trades, we are observing a distortion from the inflation tax.